I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Sunday, Russia's President Vladimir Putin won a fifth term in office after nationwide elections that received mixed international attention. Joel Griffith with Slavic Gospel Association affirms that during this season, there's been a significant crackdown on any opposition to the government, as well as on freedom of speech.
It's almost like a return to the Soviet days in some areas. But in terms of the churches, what they've tried to do is really focus on their ministries as much as possible.
The government keeps a close eye on church activity, but Russian believers have a track record of perseverance under pressure. Believers are asking God for continued open doors to send missionary pastors where the gospel has not yet fully penetrated, such as the Arctic Circle and the Far East region. Pray wisdom for church leaders who are navigating a politically charged nation. And finally, Lebanon's spiritual landscape is changing as one person at a time realizes God's love for them. Camille Melki with Heart for Lebanon says that rather than argue differences in politics or religions with families they serve,
what's important is to move every conversation into a Jesus conversation.
When people realize God's unconditional love, they start to accept those with whom they don't see eye to eye. With that kind of transformation in mind, Heart for Lebanon offers schooling to 1,300 children, which includes character formation.
In those biblical character traits, we're raising a new generation, a generation that does not revert to anger, to hatred, to revenge, but rather reverts to love, forgiveness,
and acceptance.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is giving away the free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. His story is a charge to all Christians to take the light of the gospel into every corner of society. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.